Well, the strange thing is there's water everywhere. You kind of expect it on the roads, of which there's loads, and the main crossway where the taxis drop you off and where you come through is actually probably almost up to sort of shin height now, the water there, which is making getting through incredibly difficult for everybody, and people are looking through bushes and down railings and bankings trying to get, you know, a dry part of land. You think you've escaped it when you get into the airport, only to find the fact that your feet are still submerged in water. And in fact, I'm looking at my own shoes and they're completely soaked right away from top to bottom. So everywhere you look, there's water across the check-in area.
And what do you think is going to be the effect on the actual flights? Have you got any kind of news about that?
All I've seen so far is some of the international flights have been cancelled. The internal flights, all we've been told, is carry on as normal, and when the airlines know, they'll let us know. But none of the gates have been announced yet, so I'm expecting either long delays or more cancellations.
So it's just kind of a bit of a waiting game then?
Very much. There's a lot of people obviously quite distressed trying to get back, and there's not really any information. There's nothing they can give us at this time, because I think clearly they're waiting to see if they can clear the runway.